99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Boss Keith seems like he's in a good mood today.
Uh-oh. I'm always in a good mood. Sure I'm always
him.
So happy.
Are you sure it's him?
I'm so happy to be here.
Run a few questions
Yay.
Past him.
Yeah. Yes, I feel great. And a lot has happened this week, so I have a new spin on the top five for today.
Okay.
A lot has happened this week, sort of buzzy, and I can tell you if they mattered or they didn't matter in my top five.
Okay.
So nice. A lot of the stuff you probably hit, but I have my takes. That's what this segment
the
is
top
about.
Top five stories
this is why
that
he's
you
happy.
Have takes on, and the game will be, does it matter?
Or does it not matter?
Does it not
right,
matter?
We got a lot of elements happening in this top five
yeah.
today.
Okay.
All right. So number five. The NCAA tournament.
Matters.
Does not matter.
Matters.
I know. So UConn and the University of Hartford are all in it, but none of this makes my radar. Can anybody, not Phil, can anybody in these two rooms name a number one seed?
No, it doesn't matter.
So you can't.
UConn.
UConn's not a number one seed.
I told you one of them.
I'm going to say geraniums.
Right. This doesn't matter. Now, Syracuse,
now,
where
keep
I went.
In mind.
Yes.
It could be the greatest year ever in the history of this. You would ask that question. We still wouldn't know.
Right. So, it's true.
I have no idea.
He named a flower.
Gonzaga, Michigan, right, Baylor.
Yeah. Said, well, we know
Baylor's going to be playing Hartford, by the way.
He said seed.
Is that today, Phil?
No.
Okay. Syracuse is in it. I went to Syracuse. I can't name one player, but I can promise you if they make the Sweet 16, we're going to...
Boeheim's son is on
I don't
the
know,
team.
I don't know that.
Just say Boeheim.
Oh, okay. I will.
Have to turn my mic off. I'm ruining the bit because you're making me angry. Okay. You're an insane person.
Okay, so you noticed.
But don't worry. If they make the Sweet 16, I will pretend that I watched all year. Like I do
right.
every
it's
year.
Like Patriots.
So, no, I watched the Patriots. That I care about. This Syracuse basketball team, talk to me at the end of March.
And yes, Hartford plays today, 3:30.
That seems important. I will not care. Number four, daylight saving time. Matters or doesn't matter?
This one matters.
Doesn't matter.
Matters. It matters the most. So I want.
Then why is it not number one?
Why is it number four?
All right. Good call. So right. I have said on this show multiple times and on Twitter that changing the clocks is the dumbest thing we do as a country.
Yes.
It is absolutely asinine. So we should, moving forward, just not do it as a show. You shouldn't change the clocks. We should just be our own nation now. So the show either starts at 6 or 7 or 5, however they change the clocks, it's whatever it is. So from now on, we're always at this time.
Well, it's going to be confusing.
Right. Good. That's how we're going to start it. You stop the tolls, you can stop the changing of the clocks.
Okay.
For the world.
For Connecticut. We'll just change it for Connecticut, and then these other states will have to figure it out.
Now, why does this matter?
Who to cares? Me?
Yeah,
because
right,
I don't like it when it's dark early.
Mm. Unless it's in my studio, then he's all mad about the lights.
Right. Phil's Twitch today is just a dark mess. But no, I don't like it when it's dark at 4:30. I think it's stupid. I don't care about farmers. I don't care about these old rules. I don't care. So on this show, it will always be this time. It's always going to be 9:30 forever. That's okay. What we should do.
Where do you think your cheeseburger comes from?
Shut up.
He's turned into AJ.
Phil's doing a lot of talking during the segment tonight. I don't like it.
You've noticed, right?
Okay. Number three, the Grammys.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Now, I believe I said last week that I wouldn't watch, but it was Sunday, and am I going to watch
nothing
Bridgerton?
Else.
There was nothing else to watch. So I watched it. Lowest ratings in history, by the way.
Good.
And the problem with it is it's not that there's no rock bands or like Rat didn't play or whatever AJ cares about. There is nothing mass appeal for anyone really over 50. So if you care about any bands from the 80s or even the 90s or the 70s, there was nothing for you.
Nothing. I would almost argue over 30.
It was real young.
Well, Cardi B farted.
The end.
Good. Yay. I saw that performance. I enjoyed that performance.
Sure. Blame Cardi.
Of course you did.
Blame Cardi B.
And I definitely enjoyed Dua Lipa's performance. If you didn't see that,
God.
Google.
No.
It's worth it. Watch it alone. It's definitely,
That's creepy.
And I thought Harry Styles was good. But again, there's not a lot for anybody that's not in the TikTok generation. It skewed real young. And at some point I was like, I've had enough. And they don't give away any awards, which I guess is fine. But in the first 2 hours, they gave away two awards. It's weird.
Yeah.
Wait, what? They don't give away
It's awards? Just performances now. They basically said, like, nobody cares about these awards, so we're going to give away an award every hour at the beginning. It also ran 4 hours long. Like, too long.
It was way
Cut
too long.
Cut this down.
Wait, so?
It could have been a half-hour show.
I thought the Grammys.
Were an award show?
Yeah.
Right, but they focused more on the performances now. So that first hour, it was performance, performance, performance. One award, performance, repeat. That's
an
what it was.
An old depressing performance. The In Memoriam was the best part.
What?
The whole In Memoriam part was the best part of the whole show.
No, I mean, Dua Lipa's the best part of the whole show. Again, please Google that.
I probably passed
everyone
out
in my earshot that is like a guy. Google that. You'll appreciate the performance. She does a wonderful job. And those songs are hits. Number two.
Is she the driver's license girl?
No.
No, come on. Jesus Christ.
I know she's not.
She
I just wanted
like
to hear
four
your brain
massive
explode.
Hits. This show. Number
it's
two.
Your best show.
Patriots free agency moves.
Doesn't matter.
Absolutely does not matter.
It does matter.
It mattered so much.
It doesn't matter because none of them were quarterbacks. Matters.
What a glorious week. The Pats signed the two best tight ends in free agency. They bring back some great guys. They make a million other moves. Bob Kraft spent more money this week than he did when he bought the team. That's the fun.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the craziest fact of them all. And I'll tell you one thing. Nobody wants to talk about this with me. I've tried to talk to anybody who will listen. My kids, my parents, and everyone's like, yeah, well, talk to me when the season starts. No.
Not even Begley.
No.
Oh, Kevin's available to talk. So Kevin will talk to me here and there, but I don't see him that much. He's over on the other side of the building. I want to talk.
He wants to be.
This is all I want to talk about.
And so clearly feedback from other people doesn't factor into your matter scale.
No. It's true. Phil, I'll talk. I tried to talk to Alan, and I could talk about anything. I mean, Alan doesn't care about the Patriots free agency, so I'm literally talking to no one. Like, ooh, new tight ends. Stupid. And the number one thing from this week, whether it mattered or not, the vaccine schedule change.
Yes, it matters.
Matters to everyone.
Oh, matters. Governor finally moved those dates up. 45 plus started today. Of course, I'm 3 months away from being 45, so I get
no.
to wait. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, it's almost like when the drinking age changed.
It's exactly like that. And the stupid thing is, I was going to have my own little window, 35 to 44-year-olds. Now it's 16 plus starting April 4th, so it's every teen, every stone 20-something, every entitled millennial, and me. Yeah. So I'm never going to get my
You'll
appointment.
Fit right in.
Right. I'll see you in August when I get my appointment.
You are in that line. You're the olds.
Right. I'm the olds.
Nice.
I'm the olds and the fats, actually. And that's my list of matter doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.